President Bush sent his $2.4 trillion budget proposal to Congress on Monday. That was the same day the deadly poison ricin was found in the mailroom of Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist. With Senate offices shut down, it was only today that White House Budget Director Joshua Bolten was finally able to defend the president's spending blueprint for 2005. He spoke before a Senate Budget Committee whose members were clearly concerned about the big run-up in the deficit. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
With their hearing room still off limits due to the ricin episode, members of the Senate Budget Committee borrowed a room in a House office building to meet with Budget Director Bolten. He immediately acknowledged what many fellow Republicans have increasingly been grousing about this election year, that federal spending has soared in the 3 years of the Bush administration. Bolten blamed three-quarters of that increase on the 9/11 terrorist attacks, enhanced homeland security, and the war on terror.
The president's 2005 budget continues this spending trend. That means significant increases in essential funding for our security programs, combined with a dramatic reduction in the growth of discretionary spending unrelated to security.
And while Bolten said next year's deficit will be $521 billion, a record in non-inflation adjusted dollars, he said it's not out of line with other deficits from the last quarter century.
Under the circumstances that created it, today's deficit is certainly understandable. But that deficit is also undesirable and unwelcome. And with enactment of this budget, we will bring it down.
Bolten promised the administration will cut the size of the deficit in half by 2009. But Don Nichols, the Republican chair of the Budget Committee, declared the White House's deficit reduction goal may be too modest.
Administration wants us to cut the deficit in half in 5 years. I hope we can meet or exceed that level. I hope we can do it in 2 or 3 years. I can't stand the idea of having deficits in the $400 and $500 trillion levels. It bothers me daily.
Adding to Republican complaints, New Mexico's Pete Domenici warned Bolten that the administration's proposal to slash the budget for the Army Corps of Engineers was simply unacceptable.
You know, you've submitted to us an impossibility. We can't do what you've suggested here because the Senate members and House members won't let us.
Committee Democrats scoffed at the president's efforts to shrink the deficit by going after domestic programs, which account for barely a sixth of the overall budget. Michigan's Debbie Stabenow told Bolten that doing so made little sense.
If we were to eliminate every penny of non-defense discretionary domestic spending this year, every penny of $445 billion this year, that would not eliminate the deficit for this year of $521 billion. Isn't that correct?
That's true, Senator.
Democrats also attacked the administration's calls for making temporary tax cuts permanent. Kent Conrad of North Dakota called the claims that the president's budget is aimed at reducing the deficit a total fiction.
The overall budget is increasing. The spending is increasing. And we got record deficits now, and he says, increase the overall spending, cut the revenue. It doesn't add up.
What's more, as West Virginia Democrat Robert Byrd noted, the deficit does not even take into account additional spending by a country that's at war in the Middle East.
The president proposes to keep troops in Iraq indefinitely, and yet his budget does not include any funds for ongoing operations in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Still, not one member of the Budget Committee challenged the propriety of the biggest spending increases in next year's budget, big hikes for the Pentagon and for Homeland Security. In an election year, questioning the deficit and high spending may win points with voters, but nobody wants to risk being called soft on defense. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.